السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My respected elders, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum once again wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All thanks and praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had guided us with the Quran, who had sent us the beautiful example in the form of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom if we were to try and enumerate the favors that He bestows upon us, we will be unable to count them. So when we say Alhamdulillah, we say words of praise and thanks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught us. Because there is nothing that we can say or invent from our own side that would have the impact of thanking and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are taught in the Quran, we are taught in the hadith, or rather in the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alhamdulillah. And peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent, who conveyed the message. He fulfilled his obligation as to the reason why he was sent to this dunya. And he advised the ummah. We send peace and salutations upon him. And we bear testimony to the fact that he is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear testimony to the fact that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is connected to emulating the lifestyle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we send peace and salutations upon his family, who strove alongside him, who bore and underwent difficulties. And also we send peace and salutations upon his companions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to understand the ni'mah of Islam and Iman, and to cause us to live lives that are true to that ni'mah, and to cause us to die in a manner, in a state of mind and a state of heart that is pleasing unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we live lives, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the lives that we live when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والله خلقكم ثم يتوفاكم. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who He created you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is going to cause you to die. ومنكم من يرد إلى أرذل العمر. And from amongst you are going to be those who they will live until an abject old age. لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. They will live to such an old age that those things which they used to know, they no longer will know. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all fresh. نَضَّرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَأً سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps fresh that mind who remembers the sayings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I didn't intend to say this, but we might as well pass on the secret to youth and youthfulness of mind. It is to remember verses of the Quran, and it is to memorize a few hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who memorizes 40 hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a person will be raised on the day of Qiyamah amongst the fuqaha. The other benefit of that is in the dunya, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep your mind sharp. And this is something we all want. So let us practice on that. The point being that we live lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes us to die. And in between that, there are years. And how we spend those years is extremely important. And there is advice contained in the Quran with regard to when a person reaches the age of 40 and above. What is this person's mindset supposed to be with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How does this person view himself in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in relation to the rest of the world? What are those ethical or moral values at that age that this person has embraced and that had become part and parcel of his being or her being? It is contained in the Quran. From 40 years onwards. This doesn't mean that the Quran doesn't contain advice for young people. We will get there inshallah. But if you are heading towards 40, I see this jama'at looks rather old. Older jama'at, mashallah. So if you're heading to 40, if you are 40, or if you are above 40, then this hadith has this Jumu'ah and this Quran verse has particular significance to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this verse is actually a verse that is part of advice to humanity with regard to their parents. But that is another khutbah. I'm going to pick up the verse when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when man reaches the age of 40. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Hatta idha balagha ashuddahu wa balagha 40 sana. Until this point, man, he reaches ashuddahu, he reaches full maturity, full strength. He reaches his peak. He has had many experiences. He had seen many things. He had acquired many things. He had lost many things. He had experienced happiness. He had experienced sadness. He might have even have lost his parents. So he had experienced ultimate losses. And he might have even gotten children or grandchildren. So he had experienced ultimate happiness. And this is balagha ashuddah. This is when you reach that stage in your life where a lot of the things that the world has to offer you have seen. You have seen. Says Allah, and he reaches wa balagha 40 sana. That age is he reaches the age of 40 years. What is the dua of the person who reaches the age of 40 years? What is his relationship with Allah? Qala. He says, Rabbi, O my Lord, O zi'ni, O my Lord, inspire in me. Grant me the ability now, at this age, an ashkura ni'mataka, that I become grateful for your bounties. Allow me now to make gratitude a part and a parcel of my life. Allow me to be motivated by gratitude. Subhanallah. Gratitude is that thing that is the antithesis or the opposite of which is kufr. Kufr, not in the sense of rejecting. There is an understanding like that we usually speak about. But kufr is also the antonym for shukr. It is an attitude of ingratitude. Not being able to see that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you up until this point in your life. Focusing on that which you didn't have. Focus that is infecting the Muslim. But we have the antidote. And the antidote is the Quran. It pulls us back every time to the reality of this world. And I said previously that had it not been in this country that there was a Muslim community that was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that believes in accountability, that the day that they're going to die, they're going to be held accountable for their sins, and thus they lead lives that they are trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't know what I would have become of this country. Because this country is on a downward spiral. In many ways. It is the responsibility of Muslims in this country to hold firm firstly to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because once we hold firm to the deen, there is hope for everything else to fall into place. But if you lost the deen, do you think anything else means anything after that? Nothing means anything if we've lost the deen. We could have gotten our freedom, the ability to vote, there can be housing, whatever rights and privileges they are saying that we are going to get as a result of this dispensation that we are living in, it means nothing if we don't have Islam. So gratitude. Let us be grateful. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you are able, if you want to count the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you, you will be unable. So adopt this attitude of gratitude in your life. Make it part and parcel of who you are. Wake up in the morning and say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana. I praise Allah, the one who had given me life after he had caused me to die. We know this other death of sleep. Wake up with that. Sleep being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who have granted you another day. When you meet people, be grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing you to meet good people. And make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must keep people who are bad for you and for your iman and for your heart away from you. Be grateful. When someone says a good word to you, show gratitude. When you have a plate in front of you, say Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. In the name of Allah and through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I eat this food. When you are finished eating, say Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana. Praise be to Allah, the one who had given me this food, who had quenched me. If you come out of the toilet, Alhamdulillah alladhi, you know that niyas, the one who had rid me from the harm in my body. Say these things in madrasa, you were taught these du'as. The Khalifa, he was teaching this, couplets. Now that you've reached the age of 40 and above, you know the meaning of this couplets. You know the value of it. That it is not just something rote, something that we parrot, that it actually has value and meaning. It teaches gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be at this stage in your life. Let's go on. Allow me to be grateful, ya Allah, to your bounty, that which you have bestowed upon me. Wa ala walidayhi. Also allow me to be grateful for the bounties that you have bestowed on my parents. I am grateful, ya Allah, for the bounty that you have given my parents Because had you not bestowed the bounty on my parents, would I have been where I am today? So my gratitude extends, Ya Allah, to even the bounties that not only that you have given me, but that you have given my parents. They might have owned less than what I own today. The house that they lived in might have been a more humble house than which I live in today. The transport that they use might have been public transport, whereas I am comfortable today. But Ya Allah, had it not been for the bounty that you have bestowed upon them, had it not been for the knowledge that you have given them and for the foresight that you have given them to guide me, Ya Allah, would I have been who I am? I'm grateful, Ya Allah, for that parents. And Ya Allah, I'm grateful to you, Ya Allah, for giving my parents as well. Whether they are living, Ya Allah, or whether they are dead, whatever you have given them, I'm grateful for that as well. And there is no time limit or age limit to be grateful to parents. Sometimes we think, the young people think that when the old people are all grey and they are walking, that they forgot about their parents. Did anyone here forget about their parents? I'm talking about the shuyukh amongst us, the older generation. Did anyone here forget? You don't forget. You don't. Sometimes you still mourn the loss of your parents, because you understand the value of what it is that they have done for you. And this is the lesson for the young people. The lesson for the young people is, an-ni'matu idha fuqidat 'urifat. That a bounty, that when it is lost, only then it is appreciated. Don't appreciate something only when it is lost. Don't take flowers to the maqbara and put it on the grave every whenever. When last have you taken flowers to your mother in her lifetime? Was taking flowers to your mother in her lifetime and giving your father flowers in his lifetime, was it your habit? If it wasn't your habit, then you tell me, what is the logic of then sending flowers to the maqbara in their death? Show gratitude in their lifetime. And for those of us who have lost our parents, our gratitude to them is what is dua. The other gratitude to them that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught us is that we keep connection with their friends. That the friends that they used to honor, we continue honoring those friends. We visit them, we give them gifts, and we make dua for them. That is what we do as gratitude to our parents. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. The other thing that you must imbibe by this age is, Ya Allah, grant me the ability to do good now. Allow good and the doing of good, allow it to be easy for me. There was a stage in my life where doing good was a very difficult thing. Where performing salah and taking wudu was a very cumbersome thing. My father had to drag it out of me. It was cumbersome, it was difficult. Go to the dhikr. Daar was 'n janaza, ek was by die janaza, ek het vir jou nie daar gesien by die janaza nie. Ek was besig. When we young, very, very difficult. It takes a lot out of us to do good. And it is very easy to do what? To entertain ourselves. Entertainment and pastime is second nature. We have the ability to sit 3 hours with a controller in our hands and a headset connected to the rest of the world, playing some game where we are assassinating individuals over in cyberspace. And then after Maghrib, your dad tells you, recite Surah Yasin, my boy. Yarrah, the whole one, daddy.
the whole one.
But it will just take 15 minutes, my boy. 15 is long. Can I recite Kul Huwallahu Ahad? An a'malu salihah. When you reach at least the age of, that's why, when you are a young man, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you the ability to do good, and it is coming easy to you. And if it's coming easy to you, then you are going to get a special, special rank by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Because you are of a few special people. There's not, that's not the rule. The exception is that a young man spends his time in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not the rule, that is the exception. And for that exception, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there's going to be a shade on the day of Qiyamah. There's going to be a cooling shade, a merciful shade. It is going to be such a shade that everyone is going to want in on that shade. But none is going to get it except seven types of people. And one of them is going to be شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. It is going to be a young man or a young woman who spent their youth in the obedience and in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you get a special rank. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our youth like that. For the rest of us, who it was difficult and we reached the age of 40, now is the time. If it was difficult then, now is the time that it is supposed to become easy. Die ou mense sê altyd, as jy nie by 40 reggekom het, dan weet ek jy wanneer gaan jy regkom nie. That is what the old people used to say. Funny enough, I read that same saying in a tafsir this morning. I first heard it from the old people. And then this morning I was reading a tafsir and I read that same saying. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to do good and to be have a propensity towards wanting to do good. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا تَرْضَى. It is going to be pleasing to him. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. The other thing when you have reached the age of 40 and beyond, that's supposed to be part and parcel of your constitution, is that you are concerned about your progeny. You are very concerned. And your dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, أَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Make me right with regard to my progeny. Make my matters right with regard to my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. Everyone who is going to walk this earth, that is going to come from my loins. Ya Allah, I'm concerned about them. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. But concern is the tip of the iceberg. What is really required is what was before this. Action. أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. Action is required. Playing the role of the father. Playing the role of the murabbi. What is the murabbi? The one who is the nurturer and sustainer of that child's iman. Not just of that child's dunya. Of that child's iman. When Ali buried a colleague of mine, he buried a youngster one day. He told me this. He buried a youngster one day, a young boy. And he was in the hole. And they were putting planks over the body. And he was in the hole with the father. And they put the planks over. After the janazah, the father came to him. And the father said to him, when I was there and I was covering my son's body with the planks, I had one thought in my mind. And he shared this intimate thought, and in this Jumu'ah I'm going to share it with you. He said, I've given my son everything. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the means. Allah gave me the means to be able to give my son everything. Good education, car, whatever he needed. But when I was there covering his body, the only thing that I could think about was, did I give him enough for what is going to be happening now? That is the only thing that was on my mind. We learn from the advices of those who have experience. Let us learn from that father. Let us learn. So concern for our progeny is too little. We need to have more than concern. We need to advise. We need to speak to them. We need to practice, because this is how what children do. They emulate what they see. If they see salah, even if they don't want to perform salah, they will do it. And then finally, the dua is, and that must be part and parcel of who we are now, Inni tubtu ilayk. Ya Allah, verily, I am of those who tubtu ilayk. I make tawbah unto you. I make tawbah unto you. Because I know my shortcomings. I know what I have done. I know now I have reached the age where I am now growing a beard, mashallah, and I'm attending classes and this and that and the other. But Ya Allah, you know what you are concealing of me. You, Ya Allah, you know what I did, and you know what you have concealed, and you know what you have, how you have honored me to keep these things away from the eyes of people. But today, Ya Allah, I make tawbah unto you. Like you have covered my shortcomings and my sins in this dunya. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, wipe it out completely. Wipe it out. Let there be no trace of this. Inni tubtu ilayka. And I turn to you, Ya Allah, completely in repentance. Wa inni minal muslimin. And indeed now, Ya Allah, at this age of mine, now I know what it is to be Muslim. And now I can say, Ya Allah, now I am from those who submit to you. The benefit of this is what? I will end off with a verse that goes after this. What is the benefit of living like this? There's a benefit for you in the dunya, and there's a benefit for you in the year after. The benefit for you in the dunya is, and in the year after, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ عَنْهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا. Those are the ones who we accept the best of the actions that they have to offer. Allah says, those ones who have this adopted this constitution, these qualities that we have mentioned, we will accept the best of that which they have offered to us. Allah will accept it. That intentions that you had, that good that you are doing, Allah is going to accept all the best of it. And over and above that, what is Allah going to do for you? وَنَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to overlook your misdeeds. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to overlook your misdeeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to place you amongst the companions of Jannah. وَعْدَ الصِّدْقِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deems it necessary to mention this. And we must ponder on this. Wa'da sidiq. It's a true promise. Allah is saying, this that I have just said to you, it is a true promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that some of us are living lives and there's maybe some shak, there's maybe some doubt. And for those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing and saying, this that I have just said to you, wa'da sidiq, it is a true promise. الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ. That which you have, are being promised here in this world. It is a true promise. Allahu Akbar. And no one speaks the truth better and more and as consistent as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the reality of this information. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us of those who, as we are going into our older age, that we gain proximity unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up our hearts to understanding. And that any shortcomings that we might have, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give us the strength and the ability to stand up to those shortcomings. There is nothing more challenging to a community to a family than an individual who in his old age is extremely stubborn. There is nothing more challenging to a family than that. Stubborn in the face of the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove stubbornness from us. And when we hear the truth, no matter from whom it comes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up our hearts to that truth. And in that way, we will be a unifying force in our families. And not a divisive force. We will be that individual in the family who the son and the grandsons is going to say is my role model. I want to be like him. I want to be like my papa when I grow up. And not, I want nothing to do with that man. Too many times in this community I've heard those words. Too many times we have heard those words, I want nothing to do with that man. We have heard it from wives, we have heard it from children, we have heard it from extended family. I want nothing to do with that man. Subhanallah. And even if you have lost a parent, and you're thinking to yourself, my old man, it doesn't mean that you mustn't make dua. You make dua on this day. Because you are still the barakah from his loins. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making you perhaps, what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making you the road for his paradise. So you can sit on your musalla and you can make dua, ya Allah, forgive my parent for his shortcomings. And the Prophet said that that man has nothing in his grave. He's got nothing there. He is bereft of everything. But he is not bereft of a pious child that he leaves behind that is making dua for him. That is his wealth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you that child. وَأَخْرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. There is an announcement. Your announcement. You want to read? I can read. Okay. Hajj Bahia Abrams, who is sick in hospital. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her shifa kamil. This is from her children. We'll make dua for after salah, inshallah. Okay. Sorry.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. First of all, I convey salams from Sheikh Riyad Walls. He sends his salams and prays for your well-being, inshallah. Pray Allah guide him and grant him and all the hujjahs their well-being, inshallah, that they may perform the hajj to the best of their ability and grant them hajj mabrur, inshallah. I think what I need to say today is first of all to thank Maulana Zakaria for a very inspiring talk, and it ties in with what I would want to say, and that is to express gratitude from the committee. If you look up, you will see that the air conditioning, which we have asked you to assist us with, has been installed. So we want to thank each and everyone for their kind contributions, especially the electrician, electrical contractor, who has offered his services free of charge. May Allah grant him great reward, inshallah. And to each and everyone who put a penny or a coin in the box, alhamdulillah, the project has come to fruition only after an appeal of 2 months, alhamdulillah. So I want to thank you once again for your contribution. Inshallah, if in future, if we do embark on any improvements and refurbishment, I'm sure that we can expect your cooperation. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد والثناء المتفرد برداء الكبرياء المتوحد بصفات المجد والعلا المؤيد صفوة الأنبياء بقوة الصبر على السراء والضراء والشكر على البلاء والنعمة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وعلى آله سادة الأصفياء وعلى أصحابه قادة البررة الأتقياء صلى الله عليه صلاة محروسة بالدوام عن الفناء ومصونة بالتعاقب عن التصرم والانقضاء أما بعد فإن الإيمان نصفان نصف صبر ونصف شكر فما اشتد الاعتناء بهما ومعرفة فضلهما تيسر فيهما الفكر فقد قال الله تعالى إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب وقال تعالى وسيجزي الله الشاكرين وقال تعالى واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا للمؤمن إن أصابه خير حمد الله وشكره وإن أصابته مصيبة حمد الله وصبره فالمؤمن يؤجر في كل أمره حتى في اللقمة يرفعها إلى في امرأته أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين أولئك الذين نتقبل عنهم أحسن ما عملوا ونتجاوز عن سيئاتهم في أصحاب الجنة وعد الصدق الذي كانوا يوعدون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم لكم بر الرؤوف الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله أستعينه وأستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين واكتب السلامة والصحة والعافية لنا ولعبيدك الحجاج ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة استوى يرحمكم الله. الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى
فاجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنب الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك ونسألك التوبة والمغفرة وهداية لنا فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد.